tree that George Washington cut down.
Terrible.
And a tree that's got big white flowers on it.
Magnolia.
And what's a bush or shrub? The leaves turn red in the fall. It's got...
red bud?
Well, it's got berries on it. Do you ever hear sumac or shoemake?
Hmm?
Sumac or shoemake? Or shoemake?
No.
What's the kind of a bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it that blooms in late spring?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a spoonwood or spoonhunt? Or laurel? Rhododendron?
No.
Mountain laurel?
I've seen mountain laurel. I think that's real pretty.
What does that look like?
Purple.
Hmm?
It's purple and grows on the edge of the mountains.
Where did you see it?
Up near Austin.
What kinds of bushes or vines would make your skin break out if you touch them?
Poison ivy.
Huh?
Poison ivy.
How do you recognize that?
Just have to know the plant when you see it.
Is it a vine or?
Yes, it's a vine.
What different kinds of berries do people get around here?
They get a blueberry, and a mayberry, and a blackberry. That's wild.
What kinds of berries would they get to set out in their yard?
They have a strawberry.
What's one that you could get it from the nursery and set it out? It's got a rough surface to it. Some of them are red, and some are red and black. Do you ever hear, well, what's a berry that starts with an R?
A what?
Berry that the name starts with an R. Do you ever hear of a raspberry?
A what?
Raspberry or raspberry?
Oh, raspberry. Yes, I've heard of that, and I've heard of mulberry.
Does raspberry grow around here?
No, ma'am.
If you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you'd tell somebody, you better not eat those. They might be
poison.
And you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining. You say you had to get up before
daylight.
Well, what else could you call that?
Summer.
And we worked until
after dark.
Or until after
sundown.
You said, this morning I saw the sun do what?
Come up.
Okay, or another way of saying that, I saw the sun
rise.
At 6 o'clock this morning, the sun
rose.
Or the sun
come up.
Okay, and you'd say, when I got outside, the sun had already
started shining.
Because it had already done
up.
It had already done what?
Risen. Arose.
Okay. Or how else could you say that? It had already
shining.
Okay. Or using the word come. You say it had already
come up.
And if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask